I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 5th, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka is absent. Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Mishka is excused, and there are seven city council members present, so a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests tonight, and if you have a question on a specific issue, please let me know. But let's move on to our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. Let's start with Agenda Item 5. I know that the law director has handed out ordinances to you on those three items, all referred to the city council meeting tonight. So for A, that's PD 1, 2017, the material development on Alexis Road, you should have ordinance 48, 2017. For B, which is the B5, creation of the B5 zoning district, that was modified, and the law director did get that done, and the proper number for it is 27, 2017, and that's what's on the ordinance. And then to approve the zoning change for the Somo property is ordinance 50, 2017, and I believe those were all handed out to you, and we may be considering them at that time in Agenda Item 5. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of city council? Mr. Hanam?
Yeah, I'd like to add to the agenda the TARDIS tax increase.
TARDIS sales tax issue?
Yes, the increased sales tax.
Okay, we'll make that 16. Any additional items? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we simply have to schedule a community relations committee meeting.
Let's make that 14A. All right. Any additional items? Mrs. Husman?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to briefly talk about Sylvania Historical Village and a couple of items such as the Community Day and school programs, just to update council.
Good. We'll make that 17. I'm writing down Sylvania Historic Village update. But you also said something about schools?
The school programs that they do.
That they do. So it is historical museum. All right. Seeing no others. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I failed to recognize Chief Ram being here tonight. Chief Ram, you're very welcome here anytime, and I know you don't have a particular issue on the agenda, but we appreciate your attendance and the update you gave me just a few minutes ago about the hiring of some additional part-time people. And we appreciate the communication. You come to the mayor's office once a month and give us updates, and being here is even better. So thanks a lot. All right, let's move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from May 15th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 15th, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Been moved and seconded to approve the May 15th, 2017 meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 5 is a report of the 6 p.m. public hearings held this evening in this meeting room. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we had three public hearings today at 6 o'clock, and present were all council members except for Mr. Mishka, who was excused, and then many of the administrative team members were here as well. The first issue that was considered was the zoning ordinance amendment on application number PD1-2017, seeking to amend the existing planned development property at 5142 West Alexis Road. And there was only one person here who spoke on behalf of that, and that was Janet Woods, and she had concerns with the fencing, and she and Mr. Mercurio, who was also present, we're going to talk about that a bit later. Council had a little discussion about it and ultimately determined that it was appropriate to advance legislation. So Mr. Hanum moved and Mr. Lutke seconded that we advance legislation to City Council this evening, and that motion did pass. Then the second meeting that we, or the second hearing, was to consider proposed ordinance number 27-2017, amending Part 11 of the Planning and Zoning Code by creating Chapter 1143, B5, Office, Residential, and Retail. And again, this had been referred to the Planning Commission and had been reviewed by them and approved. There was a fair amount of discussion among council members. There was nobody here from the community to speak on behalf of this issue, but there was some discussion among council members, and ultimately I believe the agreement and the motion indicated that we would advance legislation that includes 2 adults maximum per bedroom, no more than 5 unrelated persons per living unit, pet waste accommodations must be provided, and property must be contiguous to a B zone property. Mr. Hanum moved that we delete the restrictions from number 5 that indicating no increase in density, and Mrs. Cappellini seconded that, and the motion passed. Then the third public hearing considered zoning ordinance amendment on application ZA1-2017, seeking to change the zoning from B3 Central Business District to B5 Office Residential and Retail District for property at the Somo property south of Monroe Street. It had been referred to the Planning Commission at their regular meeting in April 12th, and the Planning Commission did approve the change from B3 to B5. Again, there was no one here to speak on behalf of this. There was a limited discussion among council members. Mr. Arnos was present and spoke briefly about it. Mr. Hanum moved that we advance legislation to City Council this evening, and Mrs. Cappellini seconded, and that also passed. So all three of those public hearings resulted in legislation moving forward, and the meeting adjourned at 6:45.
Thank you. Any questions? Would Council like to consider those ordinances at this time, starting with Ordinance 48-2017 in relation to PD1-2017? Mr. Hanum.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 48-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 48-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 48-2017 is approved. The next ordinance is Ordinance 27-2017. This is to modify the recommendation of the Municipal Plan Commission and add a B5 zoning classification to our zoning code. Mr. Hanum.
Here now.
You can't change what the
B5, Office, Residential, and Retail
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 27-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 27-2017 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 27-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 27-2017 is approved. The third of these ordinances is ordinance 50-2017. This is to change the zoning classification of the properties known as SOMO to this new B5 zoning classification. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 50-2017. All members of council having received written copies that will read by title only, approving the recommendation of municipal planning commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number CA-1-2017 on the petition of the city of Savannah to change the zoning of Zero Main Street, Zero, 6447, 6453, 6457, 6461, and 6465 Monroe Street in the city of Savannah, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 50-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage, ordinance number 50-2017 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 50-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 50-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6. This is to do with the Main Street Improvement or Reconstruction Project south of Monroe Street, north of the river, that we have had funding move up a year ahead. I believe because it's part of state funding, we have to provide for professional services to acquire the necessary variances and easements that we need. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's what this proposal is about tonight. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, because of the state funding involved, if you do have to have any right-of-way, what they term as right-of-way takes, then they do have to be done. You have to value those easement areas and then negotiate those easement areas. This project, we have four property owners that are involved. They are all just temporary easements. They are not permanent right-of-way takes, just temporary easements to use during construction, but we still have to go through the right-of-way take process. You can see before you the quotes that we have to perform this for a total of $26,913. That is a not-to-exceed figure. It is our hope that these can be, because they are just temporary easements, that these can be negotiated quickly and not have to have all of that fee used. But that is, those are not to exceed figures, and we would recommend approval of the contract with BGL Consulting Engineers.
So there is no property takes. It's just easements necessary for construction.
Correct.
All right. Any questions?
We actually have to pay the owner?
It's possible that we could have to pay the owners.
Is that the West Area Realty Solutions number?
No, this is strictly for, the numbers that you have before you are strictly for the consultants. The American Property Analyst will do the property valuations, and then West Area Realty Solution has to be done by two separate firms. That's another ODOT requirement. West Area Realty Solutions will perform the negotiations. And then they'll negotiate with the property owners, and if those property owners wish to be monetarily compensated, then the value based on what American Property Analyst says the value is, we will have to pay to the property owners themselves.
So we pay West Area Realty on an hourly basis or?
Yes, hourly basis.
Okay.
What portion of the project is being funded by state funds, Kevin?
50%.
So 50% of this cost is being borne by our taxpayers locally?
Correct. It is one of the disadvantages to state funding, because if we were funding this on ourselves, we would go to those property owners and their temporary easements during construction, and we would get them done pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's our hope that that can still happen with the property owners. They've been great to work with so far. We've had meetings with them already on the project, and they've been great. So it's our hope that that this can go quickly and those fees can be kept to a minimum. But unfortunately, we're not able to make that advance contract. That's the question I proposed.
All right, we do have ordinance 44-2017 to accept this amendment to the DGL Consulting Engineers contract for this job. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 44-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the amendment of the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers to provide engineering design services for the Main Street Reconstruction Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $26,913, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 44-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 44-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 44-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 44-2017 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7. This is a agreement for maintenance of US 23 through the city of Sylvania. It is in the amount of $33,000, but also has requirements in it that the city performs certain things like plowing other state highways within and outside of the city limits that I'll let Mr. Aller describe to you. The point I'm making right now is obviously the $33,000 doesn't come close to performing all the maintenance work on US 23. That improves repaving it, rebuilding the bridges, plowing it, all those sorts of things. So it's a good deal from that standpoint. However, it's a terrible deal from the standpoint that if Sylvania were a township or a village, there would be no fee whatsoever. This is an issue I've talked to now four governors about. A couple of them actually paid attention but didn't do anything. The other two was like talking to a stone wall. We do get better than what the law says they have to do. They don't charge us the whole amount. Obviously, the $33,000 is much less than that. And when we repave within the city limits, as we did on Alexis Road and Monroe Street in the past, they will pay most of the paving, though any improvements to the curbs and the gutters and the storm drains and things like that are solely ours. But this is an issue that is going to come up more and more. The more the state of Ohio takes away a local community's ability to raise funds and then puts more expense back onto us is not fair. The reason I've been given over the years is why cities are charged these fees is because, well, you have an income tax, you can afford it. Well, just because we have the ability to have an income tax doesn't mean we should have to spend it to take care of a federal highway running through our community. That just doesn't make sense. But that's my preaching on it. It's not a bad deal, but we'll let Mr. Aller talk to the specifics.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this is an agreement that we do every 2 years, and this current agreement expires June 30th, so we need to do it for the term July 1, 2017 to June 30th, 2019. It is for the past agreements have had CPI adjustments in the second year and all of that, and we just, ODOT and I got together and talked, and we just made it a flat fee. The CPI adjustment typically isn't anything worth worrying about, and so we just did a flat fee for the two-year period. So it will be $33,000 per year for 2 years. The mayor mentioned the last time we did this agreement, they indicated that they requested us to plow some additional roadway on Monroe Street and Alexis Road for no increase in that fee, and we agreed to do so. We basically plow Alexis Road all the way to Flanders Road, and then Monroe Street we plow all the way to Lasky Road. And those are the additional sections that we've taken on, ice, snow and ice control. And last year worked out pretty good. who knows what this year will be, but our crews are prepared and are ready to be able to handle those sections, and I would recommend approval of the agreement.
Those are big roads for us to plow, and we should approve this agreement, but when you have residents calling you to get their streets plowed and you know that two or three trucks are lined up across to take care of those major roads first, that's hard to swallow in the middle of storms, but that's how it works. And we are plowing roads in the township who doesn't get charged for these services, and we're doing it for them.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say, though, that I do drive to work down Alexis Road. since well before we had this agreement, and since the agreement's been in place, it's been pretty slick.
Yeah, it's much better, probably. You can always tell when you leave City of Sylvania Maintenance and go into Lucas County, for instance, going down Sylvania Avenue, there's a clear break.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, we do have Ordinance 45-2017 to authorize entering into this agreement with ODOT. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 45-2017. All members of Council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into a memorandum of agreement between the State of Ohio, Department of Transportation, and the City of Sylvania for the maintenance of U.S. 23 within the city limits, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 45-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 45-2017.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 45-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 45-2017 is approved. Agenda Item 8 has to do with city-owned property at 4827 Holland Sylvania Road. We've had that now for more than a year, probably close to 2 years, and it has come back to us several times that the fact that the site is not clear or clean but has an asbestos building in it may be inhibiting the interest of some people in that property. So the city will be pursuing removing and abating the asbestos and then also demolishing the building to clear the site. This is the first step, which will be to provide for a consultant to provide the bidding documents for the asbestos abatement and for the testing services and supervision of a review of the work during construction. This is not the actual cost of the asbestos abatement. This is the professional services to bid it and monitor it. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. the mayor covered much of it pretty well. Bill can attest when we have interest in the property, the majority of the interest that we are getting on the property is churches, and we didn't buy a church to put a church. We all believe that the property will be better marketable and be more attractive to people if it's a clean site, if the building is gone, and they can come in and do their thing. The first phase will be to get the asbestos removed from the inside, and then we can come in and just do a demolition and don't have to worry about it from that point on. So this will be the first step in moving in that direction. DMD Environmental of Toledo here has agreed to provide those services in the amount of $26,880. I do want to note that this project, this demolition, was not included in our capital improvement funds at the beginning of the year. We will take a look at what our existing projects are and do our best to stay within the budget amount, but with this project and then the actual physical demolition of the whole buildings, that may be difficult. So we may potentially need to come to you for additional appropriation at the end of the year, but I don't want to do that until we see what our other projects are doing, so.
Do you have a budget estimate for the actual asbestos abatement and also for the demolition?
Total cost, about $75,000 to $80,000.
For both demolition and abatement?
That's correct.
All right.
Would there be any, I was thinking about any efficiencies in doing, in bidding the, bid the asbestos removal to have an add-on for demolition. I'm thinking is if you have, if you're getting, if you're either tearing out the demolition, you know, could you do the building demolition, you know, the same, effectively at the same time, or is it continuation of the project?
It will be, we're getting quotes now for the demolition, okay. For the knockdown, and it's my hope that those costs are low enough so that we can move forward and don't have to go with the longer drawn-out process. Okay. If that's not possible, then we'll have to stretch that out. But it's my hope that I'll have those quotes and be able to have a decision and come back to you before they've finished this asbestos removal.
Okay.
Yeah. The contractors will be two different contractors just because of work specialties, if you will. But our hope is to be done with one and start the next. Yep.
I just thought that some of the asbestos removal companies have demolition crews, too. I'm not that familiar with the market anymore.
Yep.
Once upon a time,
yeah, not too many. Not too many anymore, no.
Chief Ram.
Is there any way I could get in that building and do some training before it hits the house?
We'll be
doing. The thing is, we don't have opportunities in those types of commercial structures to do all types of training. And, I mean, I understand it's a fast process you want to do. If you tell me within 2 days I can do my training, you can have your building back.
No, that's fine. I'll be happy to talk to you. We can talk tomorrow if you'd like. Our police department is going to be doing some training in there on the 20th?
Yes.
June 20th.
Okay,
and so we can arrange the same thing.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We do have Ordinance 46-2017 to accept the proposal of DMD Environmental to do the asbestos abatement project management. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 46-2017. All members of Council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Accepting the proposal of DMD Environmental, Inc. to manage the asbestos removal from the city's property at 4827 Holland Savannah Road, Savannah, Ohio. Appropriating the funds, therefore, in the amount of $26,880, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 46-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 46-2017.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 46-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 46-2017 is approved. Agenda item 9 has to do with the Alexis Road speed study. We have discussed this previously. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, when we had the meeting with the Streets Committee, and then ultimately it came to all of council, but it was agreed to move forward with a modified project, if you will, and just submit a project safety fund application that included signal and signing changes. Also, part of the discussion that took place during the public meeting that we held was a concern about the speed limit through that section of Alexis Road, and it was requested that we move forward with a speed limit study in that section. The proposal that we have before us is from the Mannequin Smith Group in Maumee. They were the firm that conducted the safety study. and we went back to them for a speed limit study, or speed zone study, I'm sorry. And they have proposed to do that work in the amount of $3,800. We'll be taking a look at the stretch from Monroe Street to Rudyard. It is a little bit beyond the project limits that we were initially discussing, but ODOT requires a minimum of a half mile in order for a speed zone study to be accepted. So we've extended from Monroe to Rudyard to include that project area. So we would recommend approval of moving forward with the management Smith Street.
All right, we have ordinance 47, 2017 to accept the proposal of Mannequin Smith. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 47-2017. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Mannequin Smith Group to conduct a speed zone study for the Alexis Road Safety Study Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $3,800, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 47-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move final passage of ordinance number 47-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 47-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 47-2017 is approved. Turning to page 2 of our agenda for this evening, we're up to agenda item 10. The service director asked for a discussion this evening about the Main Street streetscape. Because of the improvements being made on Main Street south of Monroe Street down to the river that we talked about earlier, he wants to keep you abreast of any streetscape issues in that block that might affect the main downtown block or the block further north between Maplewood and Erie Street. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor indicated, with this project, that obviously presents an opportunity to modify and upgrade that section of Main Street and its appearance, and whether that be greenscape, planters, or what have you. What we do in that section is, do we want to begin in that section what we plan to do in the rest of the downtown area, or is that going to be, you know, something a little bit different that and kind of break away from the downtown, if you will? Those are some things that I think we would appreciate your input on what you want that to be. There are lots of different options. I've listed a few there. As many cities as you've been in, that's how many options there are. So if there's anything else that you've seen, it can certainly be considered. Along with this, I did not include it in the letter, but another thing that we have to be making decisions on with ODOT's project is with the Monroe Street bridge deck replacement that's going to take place. It's now been pushed back to 2021, but with that project, they are enabling us to do some aesthetic improvements to that bridge. Whether it be on the steel frame above the bridge with our name on it, whether it be our name and or Maple Leafs in the concrete face, whether it be light poles in brick pilasters or what have you. We have some options available to us there, and those are things that we'd like to have your input on that too, as to what you would like that to be. So those two issues I'd like to have some input on, and I'm assuming it would be in some committee meeting of one nature. That's up to you, I would like to start having those conversations, and they'll have to move fairly quickly with the speed of these projects. So
we need to know council's ideas about that. I think council can respond to proposals that you make, Kevin, or our consultant makes, or at least a statement of the questions you need answered, and they have to do with what kind of, some of them are in the letter, what kind of sidewalk paving, is there a green strip, what else are we doing to create a Sylvania streetscape?
You know, Mr. Mayor, I think that probably, I don't feel like I'm as briefed as I might be about this whole project. And you suggested there were some consultants involved, is that right? Or not yet?
Yes, we have them, and that's the DGL that we just expanded their contract for the...
I wonder, given the fact that this is a project that really incorporates a number of committee responsibilities, streets, economic development, community relations, probably some others, zoning potentially, if we shouldn't maybe think about handling this as a committee of the whole, and maybe start by scheduling a meeting that has the consultants come in and give council just a tad more depth of briefing than we were able to get here tonight, just to kind of help us set our thinking about this.
Sounds reasonable to me if GGL is up to that or will be up to that.
Yeah, we'll see. And it may be something that if Mr. Lukey definitely wants a consultant here, we can see if they would be willing to.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should come and see the people who approve their contracts every once in a while.
If we have the department, if we're able to set things up with the projector and things like that, we should be able to do that ourselves, or with DGL.
Okay, I think it would be helpful to have them. I'm sure if they provide it, that's fine. But the bigger picture is I just would appreciate a little bit more context before we start shooting ideas.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And this block does have a different feel than the main street block. There's more room along the edges. It didn't get the same upgrades that the main downtown block did with back in the 80s with the new sidewalks. And eventually got the street lights. The trees are not all there. The wires have not been buried there. There are very heavy hanging wires on the west side of the road, which would be very expensive to get underground. But those were moved out of the downtown block back in the 80s and put down the alley, Becker Alley, in its place.
Right.
So all those things are things you need to think about. But it is more wide open down there, and it has a different feel.
Right,
it should blend in.
Right. So I assume that that's the president of council who would call a committee of the whole meeting. And
I think that we need to let the service director contemplate and talk to DGL and see when we might be able to put that meeting together. And we'll come back through the president of council.
And I have a quick question, and you may have referenced this, Mr. Aller, but it seems like has there been previous work done on this that we could have access to? I mean, has there been previous planning?
We have taken a look at several options, and what I'll do is I'll pull those together and get those to council so that you can see what we've considered to do. Most of it is we're taking a look at the gamut. We really haven't narrowed down, and some of the things that I mentioned in the letter, we've kind of said no, we don't want to do that, but I put them in the letter just to give you an idea of things that can be considered. So
is there money in the budget for advancing things as it relates to this currently?
It would be part of the project. Yeah, it can be included as a project expense. Yes.
Quick question, has DGL seen all the JJR stuff that we did?
Seven years ago.
I mean, all the visioning stuff. To me, it might be.
I'll have to go back to what I
deliver before. Just to page through it and kind of look and see where we left off.
If not, I have a packet that I can provide you. Still have that file.
And it sounds to me like there's almost two things. There's a short term item, and then there's a longer term item for the bridge deck question. Is that correct? Or would they, in your mind, Mr. Aller, would they be handled simultaneously?
They're almost simultaneous, only because of ODOT's project sequencing and scheduling. ODOT operates under stage one, stage two, stage three dwellings. Both of these projects are at stage two, and ODOT wants to get them to stage three by the end of the year. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, I take it back. Our Main Street project, we're looking at stage three by the end of August.
Woof.
So, yep.
That is quick.
All right. Mr. Sanford.
Just to add something, and Kevin probably knows this, but DGL, I do know that they did downtown of Bryan, Ohio. And that's pretty impressive. I was able to go through there and knew that they did that. So I'm going to check out some of things that they've done. That's one place. And they probably have great other examples, but that one's pretty nice looking.
Also, as you travel around the state on the expressway system, take a look at when you cross into city limits, what some cities have been able to do. I could say I go to Worthington a lot, and I like what they did across 270 on the north side of Columbus and Worthington. But there are other cities that have done things. Findlay's another example.
A lot of them down by Dayton
yep.
in that area.
You go up to Dublin, there are nice things up in Dublin as well. So those are all things to, but we make them special to Sylvania. And tonight Kevin and I were talking about perhaps having brick pilasters on the four corners of the bridge at US 23 as we did at Main Street. Gives us a place for plantings, and it sets a tone that you're entering the main business district. Mm-hmm. So that's something else you can consider. And I haven't seen that anyplace else. That's special. All right. Do we want to leave it that Mr. Aller will get in touch with me and the president of council when he's ready, or you want to try to pick a date now, Kevin?
I would like to pick a date.
Okay.
And if for some reason we have to reschedule, then we will do that. But
is council envisioning this as a committee of the whole before a council meeting?
I think that would be great. How much time do you think you need to prepare?
I will be ready as soon as you want us to be.
June 19th is the next council meeting, and there's a public hearing at 7 p.m. regarding front yard parking. So you could do this one at 6 o'clock or something like that, or we can schedule it before that, before the two weeks.
Yeah, I won't be here for that meeting, Mr. Mayor, but I can certainly listen to the tape if we tape it and get myself.
You know, I'm really gone essentially from the 8th until the 19th, so.
How about what?
That's 2 days from now.
I did say as soon as you could meet. Yeah, I did say that. I didn't exactly mean it.
Would there be any ability to schedule it for Monday night, the 26th, either in the afternoon or evening? That's not a council night. We don't have two meetings in July. So we would.
Yeah, the next city council meeting is not until July 17th.
Yeah, and so I think that any nights that you look at during the week of the 4th are going to be messed up.
Oh, don't go there.
Okay. No.
Yeah, I can't make the 26th.
Can't do that. Okay.
I have a conflicting meeting that I'm running.
Could we do a morning meeting someday that week?
Yeah, I have no problem with morning meeting.
What about Wednesday evening?
Yeah. I'm out of town.
Well, that whole week?
Yep, 28th and 29th.
How about the 27th?
Yeah. 8 o'clock?
Is it a.m.?
8 o'clock a.m.
The stage yard says at 7:30.
So that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
How about evening of the 27th?
I can't do that. 28th?
How about the morning of the 30th? No, Mary's out of town.
Yeah.
You're going on the 30th?
No, I'm here.
Hey, no guts, no glory. How about the morning, the 26th? Monday morning.
Monday morning.
I'm actually
going to
be gone.
Okay.
How about the 30th? It doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. 30th?
30th would work for me.
In the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
It does.
I prefer no Friday evening meeting, but, you know, I could probably do that too.
don't do that before
so
the
Friday
4th of July holiday.
Yeah, I'm not available.
You know.
Monday the 30th looks.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Friday the 30th.
Friday. I meant morning. I said Monday.
Yeah.
Morning of the 30th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here.
Is that soon enough, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
What was the date?
Monday, June 26th at 8 a.m.
No.
June 30th,
excuse me.
June 30th.
A committee of the whole Main Street streetscape. Good thing we scheduled the meeting. Those are hard to schedule.
Let's see if they can do it.
Main Street, and also, Mayor, if also include Monroe Street Bridge replacement.
What do you think, Kevin, an hour to an hour and a half for that?
I think probably a strong hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll post that meeting. You want to have it in your conference room, or you want to have it here?
Let's have it here. Getting everybody into my conference room is, it's nice with the new AV equipment, but it's pretty cramped with everybody. Let's have it here, and we'll get some, get the projector set up and do it, put things up on the wall.
Okay. Let's move along to agenda item 11. We have proposed ordinance 82-2016. This is to enter into the memorandum of understanding with the Sylvania Township Board of Trustees concerning a framework for fostering economic development through joint economic development district annexations and annexation agreements. We discussed this at our previous meeting. We have it back tonight for you in the form of ordinance 82-2016. I am pleased that the township approved this. I want council to understand that it's my hope that we'll propose a property back to Sylvania Township to make this a living document, not just an empty agreement, and we're going to propose a JED. We've got a couple of locations we're looking at on in the township. We proposed them during the negotiations and we couldn't do it. I'm going to take the opportunity to do it again when we return this ordinance to them. So passage tonight is fine, or wait 2 weeks, whatever your choice is. No reason to wait.
No reason. Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the revenue issue is kind of in the Exhibit A is one that I'm concerned about. But if there's also an ambiguity that may work fine, may make it fine, and that is it doesn't specify whether the revenue includes both real estate taxes and income and payroll tax, or is just one. I feel much better about the revenue split if it includes both. So I'll just leave it at that.
My sense, Doug, is the way that this is structured, it provides sufficient ambiguity to be able to negotiate those things later, which is to our benefit.
All right, then. We have ordinance 82-2016. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 82-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the Sylvania Township Board of Trustees and the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 82-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 82-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 82-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 82-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12. We actually have two items for referral to the Planning Commission. The issue concerning a piece of property at Erie Street and Sun Valley to become a planned development, and also the issue of adult daycare centers in the city. Both of these are for referral to the Planning Commission. Planning Commission meets next Wednesday, the 14th, at 5:30 p.m.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanum.
I don't understand the proposal, what they're, and I don't think.
You're talking about the one at Sun Valley?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm talking about agenda item 12.
Okay.
I looked at the drawing, and I didn't understand what they're proposing. They've got five areas identified. It's not
looks
really
like they
clear.
Have five lots and five buildable lots. It looks to me like they're proposing five of the buildings that they have drawn a floor plan of and have an elevation
well,
of.
Well, that's what I was trying to understand.
But maybe I'm
and
not
then
clear on that. Mr. Aller, do you
then
know?
There's a sixth building or
that's probably
shading,
existing home.
Shading area.
Yeah, that's probably the existing home there.
Yeah.
The existing home, I thought was further back, but I couldn't...
There are several questions on this that we will address prior to the plan commission meeting. But we have quite a few questions on the submittal itself, so...
And then the next step is...
Here's my problem is, if I referred this to the planning commission and they approved this, just like it is, I mean, I don't understand it enough to understand. I would rather have you meet with them and bring it back here and change this and tell us, so they're telling us what they're doing, so that what we refer to the planning commission can be approvable, as opposed to sending them a document that I don't think is approvable by the planning commission. Yeah, it's not. So I don't want to refer this to the planning commission. What I'd like to do is refer this to you to talk with Mr. Lewandowski folks about what we're doing.
Who's the actual developer here? Do we know?
Richard McKimmy? That's who signed it.
Erie Street Investors, I think, is the...
Erie Street Properties.
Oh, John might know this.
I'm representing the development.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you help shed some light on what's happening?
Shaded area is an existing home.
Yeah, you can see it in the aerial photograph.
And then the single family that he's talking about would be on the east side of their proposed private drive.
I thought the existing home was
the existing home.
Rental? And two units?
There are two units.
It looks like Sun Valley goes right into that existing house, and yet that puts this road offset to the east. That seems troubling.
That traffic light is actually a public road that says Erie Street. It's west of the driveway, the existing driveway.
Right. So that house is right in the way of extending the street up straight from Sun Valley. We need the service director to work more on this, I think.
Yeah, I was out of the office the latter part of last week, and I understood that this wasn't going to be submitted until the next meeting for the July planning commission. So when I got back in today and saw that it was on the agenda to be referred, I was caught a little off guard. but it's not. There are several things here that would not. Our review letter is going to be quite long on this.
John, I think we'd benefit from more meetings with Kevin before we came back to council and referred to the planning commission. Are you comfortable with that?
No, I understand.
Okay. All right, well then, that's what we'll do. Thanks.
Kevin, on this, where this road ends, I would assume that these are going to be facing towards the road. You would need that to go further back.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to have a...
Yes.
So what do we need to do with this? Just nothing?
I move we table it.
Table?
Second.
And move then, seconded to table application PD 2017 until our meeting 2 weeks from tonight on June the 19th.
Second?
All right, we had the motion, second. Any discussion on that? The developer's not happy.
And we don't like making...
He understands, but he doesn't approve.
I understand.
Really, Mr. Mayor, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, fine.
It really doesn't, if the intent was to make the June planning commission meeting, it wouldn't have been submitted in the timeframe that it was supposed to have been for that meeting. So that's why I was under the assumption it was going to be the July meeting. So, and I don't think time-wise it will cost a developer anything because I think it was going to end up going to that meeting anyways, so.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and this will come back to you on June the 19th. And you will need to take action then to get it on the July planning commission meeting because you have no meeting the first week of July. So it is important to make that meeting. Moving on to agenda item 13 is also an item for referral to the planning commission concerning adult daycare centers. I know council has had meetings regarding this. We have an ordinance about this. Ordinance 31-2017, that's been worked through your committees. But it does need to go to the plan commission and then have a public hearing established.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we talked about this in zoning annexation a couple times, and I'm prepared to move that we refer ordinance number 31-2017 to the planning commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer proposed ordinance 31-2017 to the municipal planning commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to compliment the law director for bringing back a proposed ordinance that I think reflects what the committee talked about. I'm happy with the current form of this. I think it covers all the bases, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to agenda item 14, committee reports. Mr. Lukey requested a chance to set a community relations committee meeting.
Right, Mr. Mayor. We, as you know, the community relations committee has preliminarily given a go-ahead for the administration to pursue a 2018 version of the city calendar. It was quite popular, and we want, as our first step, to be meeting with the designers to have them sketch out some ideas of what they have in mind. And there's some timeliness involved with this because obviously it has to be done by the end of the year. So we've had some trouble finding a date. We've vetted a number, and I think what we've come upon for the committee members is 8 o'clock on next Thursday the 15th to meet with the two of them in Council Chambers, Bill, or do you want to do it somewhere?
Let's do it here.
Do it here, okay, in Council Chambers. I hope other members of council who are interested can make that date, but it was really a struggle to find the time to get this in. So unless there's a problem with with the committee members, we were going to try to do it on the 8th, on the 15th rather, 8 o'clock.
All right. We'll have the, with council's approval, we'll have the clerk post that date in this room.
Thank you.
Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Moving on to agenda item 15, committee referrals. And to added agenda item 16, TARDA sales tax increase discussion. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I sent around a copy council, an article in the Blade about Tarta's interest in passing a new half-percent sales tax, collecting the increased sales tax countywide and expanding Tarta's service area to the entire county while also contributing a third of what they would collect in the sales tax somehow back to the various communities in Lucas County for road improvements. And it's my understanding that in order to do this, we would have to add Lucas County as a member, and that each of the Tarta communities would have to vote to approve that. I'm uncomfortable with this in a lot of different ways, but I'm assuming, I did check with the law director, I don't think we have anything in writing from Tarta at this point. I understand from talking to council and Maumee that they are, council members in Maumee, that Tarta's appearing there, I think, tonight to talk about this proposal. I've talked about the, with a couple of trustees about this as well. What I'd like to do is refer this to committee for further discussion and invite Tarta to have those discussions with us in similar discussions in committee, and so that we can review whatever documents may go along with that before we bring it back to council for action. And what I'd hoped is that we could refer it to Mr. Lutke's Community Relations Committee. I thought that might be the most appropriate place for it.
Mr. Gee has been in contact with me. I knew that they were going to Maumee tonight, and I believe they're going to Sylvania Township here pretty soon, if they haven't already. And he indicated a difficulty in scheduling meetings with all the different city councils because they all meet Monday nights, first and third Monday nights. So referring it to a committee meeting that might meet before the next committee meeting might be something that would help him out.
Right. You know, it strikes me as well, Mr. Mayor, that this is not an issue that is easily handled in a stand and present kind of a situation. I think that probably individual members of council have questions. A presentation at a council meeting doesn't particularly lend itself to a full examination of what they're intending to do. So if we, I think Doug suggested this, and I think it's a good way to do a little bit of discovery around the issue offline from a meeting, and then make the discussion at the meeting a little more productive. So I'm happy to do that. You know, the Community Relations Committee here typically will review levy requests from various organizations and that are asking for our endorsement. So I think it's consistent with our role in the past.
Are you willing to try to add this if it fits in Mr. Gee's schedule?
Yeah, you know,
their board meets on Thursday mornings, and it might be the third Thursday of the month. He may not be available at that time, but it's worth a try.
On Thursday? I don't think that we have the ability on this Thursday to handle it, but we certainly could schedule something next week.
Well, you already have a meeting scheduled for the 15th.
I think this would tend to, the sheer volume of this matter might tend to engulf that meeting. Huh?
I have seen a document that Tarta has prepared which describes this. I think it's probably been modified since then, but talks about, I've seen the dollar amounts to each community and the logic to doing it.
Is that something you could share with us ahead of our meeting?
You should ask Mr. Gee to share it with you.
So is your thought that I should reach out to him?
Or do you, since it's going to be referred to your committee, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Try to schedule a meeting time. Again, council is not meeting the first Monday in July. You can schedule a meeting earlier than, I think it's the 17th of July.
Yeah.
I think their schedule is they have to be back to the Board of Elections by August 10th or something like that. 7th.
And
okay.
Does that mean they have to have all of the participating government units on board
at
that point?
It must be unanimous.
So
So it may be a no-brainer, because if somebody says tonight they're not going to do it, then...
Well, maybe.
Preliminary indications from the mayor of Mauve was that they are interested in it, but I don't know about council. Mayors don't have votes.
Yeah, I think we could probably try to set something up that week of the 26th. I know that was a difficult time to get all of us together, but potentially we could get the committee together. That might show enough velocity to satisfy Mr. Gee's schedule, right?
And you could approve it at the third Monday night in July.
Yeah, if we need to. Yeah, I guess.
What little I've seen thus far, I would need a lot more information to prepare me to vote one way or the other on something like this.
They are fleshing it out, I think.
Because this is a really tight time frame.
Yep.
And I guess, Mr. Mayor, if we had to, even though I won't be here on the 19th, we could try to get it done maybe next week as well.
And we can, we're looking at the 29th or 30th?
Yeah, I think so.
We have a meet, we just scheduled a meeting for the 30th. I know Mary's not available on the
29th. 28th or 29th.
Mm-hmm. And what, somebody couldn't make it on the 26th, right?
No, 30th.
Doug couldn't? You couldn't?
We could do it a little late. We could just do it after, you know, do it on the morning of the 30th.
Yeah, you know, we all are up for that. Yeah. Let me propose that to him. Probably Sarah's day off, but you know, nothing says she's coming anyway, right?
Yeah, Sarah's going to want to be there for this.
She is going to want to.
Because, yeah. Because you cannot consider it unless you reschedule the meeting early in July, you're really not going to take action on it until the 17th. You could let it go to the week of July 3rd and schedule it the 6th or the 7th. You just need enough time to react with him and have him get back to you with answers.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, if we're not going to do it before the 19th, then let's not worry about that. I'll get some dates from him. Remind me, Mr. Mayor, who Sylvania's appointee to the Carter Board is. It was Tom Ramsdell for many, many years.
It was. Just one moment. I'm sorry. I talked to him.
Kurt Ludwig.
Yes, he works across the street from City Hall with Savage and Associates. He has talked to me about this issue as
SJS,
well.
SJS, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is quite familiar with it as well. When I talked to Mr. Gee, I asked him specifically about the performance of Mr. Ludwig, and like our two appointees before that, he's very pleased and is thinking about putting him in recommending him for a higher position.
Right. I think out of courtesy, I'll touch base with him as well.
I think you should. Yes.
Okay. So, Sharon, we may ask you to do some vetting of dates after I talk to Mr. Gee in the next day or two to see if we can find a time. But I will try to get it locked into that thing on the date on the 30th, if not the week after.
Mr. Gee and Mr. Ludwig were in to see me briefly a couple of weeks ago to discuss this issue, but it was not totally fleshed out at that time.
Okay. Do we need a vote to do that, to send it to that committee?
We don't have anything in front of us, so I'm not sure how we can refer it.
That's true, good point. Okay, law director says no.
We don't really have anything to refer.
That's true, good point.
So we just need to schedule a meeting at some point.
Yep, got it.
I'm with Mark. I'm going to need a lot of...
You going to what?
I'm going to need a lot of convincing.
Yeah. I think we all...
I just don't know. I mean, I'm
it's
not...
It's a new concept.
I'm not for or against it. I just don't have enough information to have an opinion.
Well, I already have an opinion.
I would imagine, though, that our response will be mild compared to the response that they're going to get from Springfield and Mount Clover Township, who are not part of TARDA, but who would be brought into this, right, involuntarily, if this was approved.
TARDA does not need their approval to bring in.
That's what I mean. I'd be an unhappy guy.
He needs unanimous approval of the members of TARDA. And when they proposed this tax a few years ago, it was Maumee and Sylvania Township that blocked it. That's why I think he's visiting them first.
But he would also need approval of at least two of the three county commissioners, correct?
Yes, I'm sure he's discussed it with them.
Well, we'll make sure that it gets vetted respectfully and fully.
Good.
Here.
That's what he'll want. All right, so we'll wait for you to get back to us. We might just want a motion that refers the TARDA sales tax increase to the Community Relations Committee.
Okay, I'll move.
Second.
You comfortable with that?
Yeah, sure.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. All right. Added agenda item 17 was a discussion and update of Sylvania Historic Village. Mrs. Hussman.
I'll make it really quick. I know we're all tired of sitting here. The Sylvania School Programs, I just wanted to bring to light, we had over 2,400 school children come through this school year, which is up 650 from last year. They also are going to do three summer camp programs for different day schools. That's something kind of new. Another new thing that happened is one of the schools that came from Delta asked if they could do a joint program with the Lathrop House, and Sue McHugh and Andy worked up a program and did that for them. They also had eight new schools this year. Three new ones last year, came back this year. Different White House, Toledo Public, St. Joan of Arc in Toledo. So lots of new people, and it's going up, up, up. They had so many, they couldn't take any more school programs in May. They filled every spot that they had. They usually do two, three at the most a week. So the other thing I just wanted to mention briefly is we had the first community day on Saturday during the art festival, which I'm sure helped people coming through. I think we got five new members, new memberships. If they paid a $30 membership fee, they got a free t-shirt. So I think it went really well. Of course, it helped that the day was beautiful. And so the next one is the first Saturday in July. So come join us. And I know Katie was there and Mark was there. I was there for the first hour and a half, and it was seemed to be very well received. Thank you.
Thanks for the update.
Yep.
Any other business at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, June 19th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.